It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, the 22nd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The situation on the ground in Moore, Oklahoma is still dire. Part of the promise of new technology is that it can help protect us when things go terribly wrong through prevention and appropriate reaction. The San Francisco-based company Recovers is sending a group of employees to help in the wake of the tornado that struck the city of Moore on Monday. They'll use tech skills and experience from other disasters to help. We're talking everything from building websites to organizing volunteers online. They're also using big chunks of data to deal with a tidal wave of donations. The company's CEO is Katria O'Neill. She says matching resources with need for the long haul is a big challenge.
This is the most simple, complicated problem you will ever try to solve. The first instinct is to send everyone home and let the official side of the response do things themselves. That does make sense. Having somebody show up 5 minutes after a tornado passes through is dangerous. But what about when 2 months later they need lawyers and babysitters and accountants? By sending everyone home immediately and not involving the community itself in the recovery, we decimate their long-term recovery support network.
Is there something about this particular disaster that has you saying, okay, we need to help people with this certain thing?
So an interesting thing that we're seeing, and we've done a lot of different types of disasters now, what we're starting to see are patterns. And as far as I can tell, we are the first business to start quantifying this. What do people need after each type of disaster? And then we compare it to what people automatically assume they should give.
Uh-huh.
Now, most people want to donate clothing, and that is not at all what people were asking for. If you don't have a home, where are you going to put the clothing? So what we're doing is identifying gaps, and we're able to create more efficiency in response by pushing people towards what the greatest needs are before the community even knows what those needs are.
You're the CEO of a for-profit company here, but this started from a personal experience, right?
I was in our front yard in Munson, Massachusetts, when an EF3 tornado basically cut our town in half. A lamppost flew by, I backed up, all the windows exploded, I got in the basement, we lost part of our roof, and it only got worse from there. I was trying with my sister to create a logistical system for resource management on a cell phone with absolutely no experience at all in disaster management. And you know what? I'm not unusual. In every area, after every disaster, there's somebody like me trying to put the pieces back together with no clue what the hell they are doing. And we figured if we can take what we've done and then give it as a bundle of fantastic institutional knowledge to the next area that gets hit. And that's something we think needs to be done.
Katria O'Neill is CEO of Recovers.org. Katria, thank you.
Thank you.
And some good news for pizza lovers. NASA is funding research into 3D printed foods, and the company's systems and materials research will be using $125,000 in grant money. They'll try to innovate a pizza printer for human space travel. If astronaut ice cream is any indication, we may not get a printer that has settings for more than 3 toppings, but I hear the thing may give you the pie for free if it doesn't print in 30 minutes. Just make sure you reload that sauce cartridge. Okay, I'll stop now. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.